1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote, Super Tuesday. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is dropping out. Her one Super Tuesday win in Vermont, not enough. ABC News has learned that she will suspend her campaign for president, with an announcement coming later today. The former South Carolina governor is not expected to endorse Donald Trump today, but will instead encourage him to earn the support of Republican and independent voters who backed her. ABC's Brian Clark takes a look at exit polling in one state.
Virginia was one of many of Donald Trump's Super Tuesday wins, but he's lost the state in the last two presidential elections. Looking towards November, there could be more red flags. Nearly 80% of Nikki Haley's supporters told exit polls they would not automatically vote for a Republican in November.
In a 10 a.m. Eastern time announcement this morning, Nikki Haley is expected to emphasize she will continue to advocate for conservative domestic and foreign policies as she suspends her race for the GOP nomination. This is ABC News. The vote almost unanimous among members of the Dartmouth men's basketball team to join a union. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The players voted 13-2 to join the Service Employees International Union, which already represents some employees at Dartmouth. The team saying it aims to create a less exploitative business model for college sports, but the school is fighting the effort. It's appealing to the National Labor Relations Board, trying to overturn a recent decision that said Dartmouth players are employees and therefore can unionize. The school is also warning players that union could get them ejected from the Ivy League or possibly even the NCAA.
The school's legal challenges could also end up in federal court, and that means there may not be a final decision until after these players graduate. And Target is hoping a lot of shoppers will pay to be in the circle. It's introducing a new membership program, Target Circle 360, for $100 a year. Members get benefits like free same-day shipping on some orders and two-day shipping on anything that they buy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one Q-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Q's in Rice Lake is the oldest pool Q-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most Q-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
A slugfest between the Brewers and Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A combined 29 hits between the two teams, but the Giants came out on top 13-8. Over the Brewers. Rhys Hoskins, who turns 31 later this month, got his first home run as a Brewer.
I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to see what I can do to help these guys to bring another division championship back to Milwaukee.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have slipped dramatically, losing 7 out of their last 9 games, but a report by CBS Sports says they still expect Wisconsin to make the final cut for the NCAA tournament. Marquette hosts number 2 ranked UConn, but without Tyler Kolek, dealing with an oblique muscle injury.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
That's Marquette head basketball coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. A few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you. Yeah. Kind of a chilly morning, but not bad. 28 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. Three of a kind right across the board. Right. Were you a poker player? Seems like you'd be a good poker player.
Yeah.
Were you?
I gave up gambling. Remember we talked about that one time?
No.
I don't gamble anymore.
All right. Well, you don't. You live a clean life. You don't drink alcohol. You don't
anymore,
gamble.
Anymore. It wasn't clean.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It wasn't a clean ride.
All right.
But it is now. I feel much better. I'm happy. So,
okay. Good for you.
Hey, what a lineup. Star.
Today? Yeah.
Think about that. Sarah.
Sarah Rohde, Notre Dame girls basketball. The girls state tournament starts right here in Green Bay tomorrow. They will play Friday. They're 27-1 on the year. They're going for their unprecedented fourth straight Division II state championship.
So she's coming on. She's unbelievable.
She's great, man. And she was a great athlete. She's from a tiny little town in the UP.
Oh, she's from the UP.
Oh, yeah. She's a Uper. Just a small little, really small little town up there. Hey, we turn them out, buddy.
I guess.
We turn them out.
I guess. If you don't, you sure make it up, because
You've
talked a lot about the UP people.
Huh?
And Tim Hanna's coming in. Now, we do this, Where Are They Now? He's a friend of mine, and I'm really excited to see
you
him.
You know,
talk
I will
to
say that, hey, Todd. I got to be honest with you, just from Facebook and us talking about it, almost every day I get somebody texting me or messaging me, hey, you know what would be great for Where Are They Now?
Right.
So
that's awesome.
Popular.
Statement.
I mean, people are, they're like, hey, can you try to get a hold of so-and-so? Because
yeah.
I would
send
like
me,
to know.
Send me any ideas you got. We'll do it.
Where Are They Now? Because there were some, like I said, a lot of good people. Some people who have asked, like I said, they're watching us from up there. But other people, I'm like, yeah, they're still living. So
they're dead, Jim.
You don't have to dance around that one. It's okay.
They're like, it's so and so. And I'm like, no, he's dead.
All
so,
right.
This morning, this will be fun. That Dr. Ben Chen. That,
and Amanda Howell coming on, right?
Yeah. Yes. Amanda from Howell Resource Center.
This is really cool. Talk, can you talk a little bit about her?
So, you know, Dolly Parton has done this thing for quite some time. She basically spends money giving books to children who don't have them and puts them in areas that are in need. And the Howell Resource Center was one of the locations that got this the ability to have the Imagination Library. So it's kind of cool.
Love it. I think it's fantastic.
That Dolly Parton is up. I mean,
she should run for president.
I'm telling you right there. Somebody should. Man.
It's important. It's important to give kids books because kids in South Africa and the Iraq don't have maps.
Okay.
Remember that one, Todd?
No.
I don't either.
I was like, but I, you're.
You don't remember that one?
I thought that was just an early morning
music.
No, me too.
No, because kids and therefore kids
like
in the Iraq and South Africa don't
like
have maps.
Sarah Palin.
No, it was that Miss America contestant.
Oh, yeah.
When they asked her the question, I said, like, 50% of the kids in America can't find Iraq on a map. And she just floundered and floundered and therefore and whatnot. Yeah. And you got to find that, Todd.
I will work.
You got to find that. Kids in the Iraq don't have maps.
I remember that. I hate watching that part of the contest.
Oh, I know.
Because
so
I get so, it is. It's like, come
so
on.
So uncomfortable. And with, by the way, okay, let's talk a little bit about who else is coming on today.
I know. I was getting to that. Well, this is going to be.
We've got Dr. Chan coming on.
It's a star-studded lineup. But Dr. Chan, as you.
Who is really one of the biggest names in the country this morning.
He is.
Because that is such. They get so many viewers to Jeopardy when
Jeopardy's unbelievable.
Championship rounds.
And then the championship round. And for those of you who didn't watch it last night, Johnny and I went to a watch party, and Dr. Chen was there, and it was packed. And every question he got right, people were cheering. It was like a basketball game. Or it was just because, but he smoked those guys.
Oh my gosh, it wasn't.
I mean, come on, Doc.
There would have been a mercy rule.
Right. Slaughter rule.
Running clock. Or
yeah,
something,
running
right?
clock. Good
yeah.
point. Yes.
So much for Green Bay Nice.
Oh
he just
my
smoked.
Goodness.
And he didn't do the last question. He had such a lead.
He put 30, zero. Yeah.
The 30,000 to, what did this guy, 2,000 or something? That
something,
guy, or 12
yeah.
something?
Yeah. And he even just, wrote in his card. Best of luck, Dr. Chan, moving forward.
He conceded in the final Jeopardy round.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. And he plays tomorrow, too. So
yeah,
I think he's
coming on our show today, folks. Yeah. Dr. Chan is going to be here.
So that's going to be cool.
Yes. Yeah. So stay with us. We've got a fun show coming up. As mentioned, Tim Hanna, former Appleton mayor. Manda Howell from a great organization, Help Kids Get Books. Sarah Rohde, head basketball coach at Notre Dame. So we got some great stuff coming up today. Yeah.
You know, far be it for us to complain about the service, so we went last night to that party.
Yes.
And there was a long line, but they had two bartenders.
Three bartenders. Because there was two, you know where I was standing? Yeah. I got the last bar stool, basically. Yeah. She was taking orders from people like where I was.
Okay.
So you had two bartenders there and then one there, and they were so efficient, it was mind-boggling.
They were. But you know why?
Why?
Because of the price. They made a lot of money. You know that Diet Coke I got was $3.65.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, what does that have to do with the efficiency of a place?
Because they're making money. They're making so much money. Of course, you want to go through the line at $3.65 for soda, and then you had a beer, and I don't know what Chris, but it was $18, and they flipped that thing around, and the minimum tip you can give is 20%. They took 15 off. Like, do you tip at McDonald's? Like, who goes and stands in line? They give you your soda, and it it wasn't even a can. It was just a soda, so probably cost them maybe 15, 17 cents. $3.65 for that, and then I don't know what you had. And then they flip it around. So, you know, $20, and then you got to give them a $4 tip. It's like, I didn't like that. But I thought the service was great. So now I'm on the.
Well, this certainly took a different turn, Todd.
No, I'm saying the service.
Todd and I are both like.
The service was great. I thought the price was a little high. Well, you complained last time about the price, so.
Where? That other place. Yeah, yeah. The different place.
Yeah.
You know what? Every place just must be that way now. I mean, everything's expensive when you go out. It just is.
Do you think that's high for a glass of soda?
Yeah, I do. But it's a great place. I like the place.
Oh, I love the place. And the service was great. And we had a great time.
Okay, because I can't say negative thing about them because the lady, when she waited on me, she goes, I got to be honest with you. I still love your voice. So I don't have a negative thing to say. Nothing.
She said that to you?
She did. Yeah. She did.
In the old days, in radio, that would be them coming on to you.
Yeah.
But when you were a host on a show, and a girl would call up and whatever station. Hey, your voice.
Yeah,
and you'd be
on
the phone with them for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever see that one thing, though? It was in one of the studios, Todd. I want to say it was over at Midwest, where it was like it's like if you're new into radio, here's all things you think are going to be one way and they're completely another way. Girls are going to call you and act like whatever. And whatever you visualize of them in your mind are not going to look anything like that.
This is what they actually look
exactly.
like.
Exactly. It was one of those things. And it was the same thing on reverse for how they think you're going to look when they see you because how you sound.
Yep.
And be set for some major disappointments when they look at you. It's like, oh, you're not what I thought.
Yeah. Both sides of the
Both sides of the
Did
fence.
You ever have stalkers?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, not bad. Not like crazy negative stock. I mean, just like,
that you'd go out to your car and there'd be like a rose on it or something like that.
There was
and
different
a little note.
Yeah. I think everybody in the media that happens at one point or another. It's going to happen to you, Jim.
Yeah. Cause I didn't have stalkers. I did have a guy though that wanted to take me out and I was in
Only
my office.
One?
Huh?
Only one?
Well, one guy came to City Hall.
Can I ask, take you out, like fight you or?
No, like, take me out.
Take you out.
Like take me out. Like, wow. He got a bad rap in Green Bay, or Brown County, I should say, on a charge. And then he got sent away, and he said that he was going to get the mayor for that.
Why? What did you have to do with anything?
Well, he obviously doesn't know civics. Oh, I have nothing to do with the judicial system. Yeah. Nothing. That's separate. And,
okay, I was still confused. Now, take you out like...
Yeah, I thought like you meant he really liked you a lot.
I thought a date.
Oh,
that's what
no.
I thought. That's what I was trying to take you out.
Well, I had a few of those, but I didn't have
those. That's what I mean. Okay.
Yeah, no. Right. And then another guy came into City Hall one time with an axe.
Wow.
And he went to the secretary, goes, is Mayor? And I was, you know, you've been to my office.
Yeah.
I was in the back room doing some work at that table. And she goes, no, he's not here right now. I goes, when's he going to be back? And he could, she goes, I don't know, around 2 o'clock. He goes, I'll be back. It was one of those long axes, too. And, then, you know, we called the cops. They tackled the guy on Walnut Street. And,
they
put him away. But he had some, they had, people have mental issues.
But still, I mean, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
Do you have a weapon?
No.
Why?
I don't. I know. We went through that whole training thing. No, I don't have I'm not a gun guy.
All right.
I mean, I have a gun, but I don't, for hunting, I don't have like a pistol in my office or anything.
Okay.
But I have a panic button.
Well, that's good too.
Yeah. Anyway.
In that office you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But not at home. You don't have one, do you?
No. Okay, I just scream.
In various rooms.
I just yell Milton.
You got Milton. His Milton's hiding under the bed.
Right.
Hey, they'd be
right.
Scrambling both to get under the bed.
You know, that's...
Don would be fending the thing off. Those two would be scrambling under the bed. Not even a question.
That is not... That's not far from the truth. If there's a loud noise, he jumps on my lap. I'm like, look, you're supposed to be protecting me. But yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Right.
But yes, that... back to Dr. Chen, that party last night.
Yes, fantastic.
That was
wonderful.
A great, great party.
And yeah. And he's, you know what? He's so humble, so nice.
Oh, man.
Just, I mean, those are kind of people you pull. Because there were a couple of guys in that Jeopardy. One guy just kept winning and winning and winning, and he just came off like
an
arrogant jerk.
I know.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
But Dr. Channer, what a great representative he is. He would be a great fill-in co-host.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of fan mail he got. Because I'll bet you, like you said, I bet you a lot of people, you know, our age, but older people, maybe even younger, really want him to win.
Well, even, you know, so I like to talk about humble, but he's talking about, you know, one of the things with his winnings, he's going to get new Tupperware or something like that.
He said when he got married, they catered a party in from a Chinese restaurant, and they kept all the plastic stuff, and they use that now. And after he won, what, $260,000, he said he's going to upgrade to glass Tupperware. He said it on national television.
Yeah, that was great. Loved it. Loved it. Other side, today is National Oreo Cookie Day. Everybody grew up with Oreos, didn't they?
Yes.
Still a good, I'd never buy one now, though, you?
My son-in-law loves them, but when he comes into town, we buy them.
I used to like dunking them in chocolate milk with a piece of cheese.
Oh, I don't know about the chocolate.
I can't eat cookies without cheese. I always have to have cheese when I eat a cookie. Isn't that weird?
Very.
Is it?
Yes.
And I love dunking them both
in
chocolate milk.
I've never ever heard that. And I'm a cheese guy. I've never, ever heard people putting cheese on cookies.
What about with apple pie?
Yep.
Okay.
I've heard.
Then why
is
that weird? That's not weird, though.
Well, I think sweets with cheese.
No?
I've never had cheese on apple pie. I've heard of it.
I think that's an old school Italian thing, though.
Maybe.
Because cheese was always kind of like the filler. Like my grandma, for lunch, she would have cut up like peaches and cheese. And when you have a sweet at the end of the day, at the meal, you always had a piece of cheese with it.
I think Arricchio's done pretty well with Belgiosa cheese.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I think that's where it comes from.
I believe it.
So we just grew up, you're always eating a piece of cheese if you're eating a sweet, which is weird.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, but that was always our dessert, was a piece of cheese with a piece of cake or whatever. It's Dentist Day.
Mm.
That's the last thing in the world I could ever be. You talk about different jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never put my fingers in somebody's mouth, no matter what. Did you find the U.S. kids don't have maps yet?
Looking on it.
Oh, you gotta find that.
Yeah, that dentist thing. And I think there's a study.
Oh, we're gonna set a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
I feel a hunger. It's a hunger. Tries to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I sure wonder.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
agency.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And a good-looking Wednesday morning, 28 degrees, Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
It's tied.
Yeah, that's we've hardly ever had that
before.
No, we
don't. Usually Oshkosh is a little bit warmer.
A little bit warmer, yes. On this date, Walter Cronkite appeared for the last episode of CBS Evening News. That was something when he retired. I never thought Dan Rather was a good anchor. Did you?
No, not at all.
I always thought Tom Brokaw was fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought Peter Jennings was really good.
Dan Rather came a little condescending. He had this attitude. Peter Jennings, you see the guy that died of cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good.
He was great.
I liked him.
I liked Brian Williams, and then he had that weird thing where he lied about Iraq or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know about him.
He was a little bit too interested in the entertainment side.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
He wasn't the
original. Yeah, he would show up on Letterman and everything.
Yeah. You want to hear Walter's last speech? About a minute long?
Here absolutely.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. For me, it's a moment for which I long have planned, but which nevertheless comes with some sadness. For almost two decades, after all, we've been meeting like this in the evenings, and I'll miss that. But those who have made anything of this departure, I'm afraid, have made too much. This is but a transition, a passing of the baton. A great broadcaster and gentleman, Doug Edwards, preceded me in this job, and another, Dan Rather, will follow. And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment, and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years. Good night.
Wow. Where were you? I still remember. I was in Tucson.
It wasn't that
because when I was working for a CBS station.
Okay. So that's it was so big for me.
That was so
was it? Well, yeah, you're in the media. But,
I was really into all that kind of stuff. So when he left, it was...
Me too. I was, because I start new in the business, so you're always...
Think about what he said. They wouldn't say that today. This is no big deal. People are making too big of a deal about this. I'm moving on. And then he thanks all the writers and the people behind, whereas you get a guy like Brian Williams, it would be all about him. But so, what a guy.
I love reading about those guys. Whenever they've written books, like Andy Rooney, one I read the other day, I loved that. Edward R. Murrow. My biggest idol in the world is Ernie Pyle. Andy Rooney before he got weird. But here's the deal, though. When you go back into their history when they were younger, okay, now they're the big-time guys. Like in World War II, they didn't just cover it. They were like on landing craft at D-Day. They were doing, Walter Cronkite flew some bombing missions where they might get shot down and blown out of the sky. Yeah. Those guys were front lines. Even Charles Kuralt in Vietnam, they got pinned down one time for like a couple of days. I mean, those guys earned their stripes. Yeah. I mean, no pun intended, but they were on the front lines covering stuff. Yeah. Back
I remember some of the reports from like Bob Schieffer and stuff over there.
In Vietnam.
Yeah.
They were right there, and they were in the jungle with these guys.
I was say that Bob Schieffer, that's a good name, too.
You had to in those days.
Well, it was news, right?
It was news, and electronically, that's the only way you could get it. You know, now there's so many different things. Now you can just, a soldier could go out with his phone and record basically the same things and send it to you.
Yeah, right.
And
you could
in those days, it was boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Almost every one of those guys was a war correspondent, the ones that made it big. I mean, Dan Rather was in Vietnam, I remember that.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite anchor of all time?
You know, that Bob Schieffer, I kind of liked him. He's still living.
Good guy, it seems like.
He's a super nice guy. And he liked barbershop music, I got to be honest with you.
How do you know that?
Because he covered a convention one time.
I met one national correspondent, or one national guy, and he wasn't very nice.
Who was it?
Roger Mudd.
Huh?
You remember the name Roger Mudd?
Yeah, he was on with Brokaw for a while.
Yeah. Not a friendly guy. He didn't come off friendly on the air, and he didn't come off friendly off the air.
Okay, kept it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another national guy that I met, but I'll think about him during the break. He came to my office.
I want to do a poll on this. Who's your all-time favorite anchors out there? Who's your all-time favorite anchors?
That Peter Jennings was a good guy, right?
Seemed like it.
Yeah, I mean, and that was when. Remember when he got on TV and said that they found a spot on his lung?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was.
Well, he was
sad.
A really heavy smoker.
Yeah, he was
real heavy smoker.
And 9/11, he had stopped for many years. 9/11, he took it back up because he was so stressed out that day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was part of
wow.
His story.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we do have that Miss Teen USA. You want to hear this?
Okay, yes, so Jack, here we go. Said, okay, yeah. People just joined
Miss,
us.
Yeah, this is from the Miss America contest. Oh, man.
Well, the reason we talked about this was...
Years ago. Well, it's just because we're talking about... We got a lady coming up, Amanda Howe, Executive Director of Howe Research Center. We're talking about Dolly's Imagination Library, which is putting books in kids' hands.
Right, which is...
And I made a little joke about, you know, should put maps in their hands because kids in the Iraq and South Africa and such with... Don't have maps.
According to Miss America.
Well, this is Miss South Carolina?
Miss Teen USA 2007, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Here ready we go. For this? Here we go. Okay.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some... people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future.
Okay, now
wow.
I gotta tell you this because you can't see it. The host, who is, I can't remember his name.
He was in
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
He was the wrestler guy in Saved by the Bell.
Right, right. He is just sitting there and the look on his face. He's trying not to burst out laughing.
Oh my God. Such as.
And thanks, Tori. Tori got that for us.
Oh,
this
awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Tori. The Iraq. And South Africa and Asian countries, such as and the Americans, the U.S. Americans.
William texted in. He really enjoyed Paul Harvey every day.
Oh,
I did too,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, man. My mom was a lot like your mom. I mean, she was 92 when she passed away and everything. But she, every day, was it at noon or whatever?
Oh,
she'd
yeah.
be sitting in her
12,
kitchen.
10. And after the
boy,
news.
Paul Harvey would be on. And I listened to that for so many years. You can't believe it.
My father-in-law did that too.
Some of the greatest writing you will still find. To this day, whoever, I think his son was his writer.
No?
To be honest with you. I'm sure he did it himself when he was younger, but his son, I think, was his writer. Like that one thing, people used to always play this on a National Farmer's Day, The American Farmer.
Yeah.
You ever hear that
yep.
one?
Yeah.
That was one of the most well-written. I mean, some people might say, oh, that's cornballs. No, but it was, you know what? You sit down and try to write something that is going to be memorable for 50 years.
Yeah.
You go ahead if you can do better.
Right.
But I mean, those, I think writing is kind of a lost art
yeah.
with some of those old guys. And not, but I mean, those, you know, that generation.
I think it's more than that. I besides
and now,
the writing.
The rest of the story. Wouldn't you just be so anticipated? And now, the rest of the story. But
these guys are believable, whereas today, I don't
they
know.
They were so sincere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You look at, you know, Fox and CSNBC and, I don't know, do you believe those guys?
Well, it's, okay.
And not that you don't believe them, but don't you think like, I think I'm going to. Double check that.
Well, okay.
They're opinionated.
Well, they are. But there's no question. That's,
these guys weren't opinionated.
Yeah. I agree with that part of it. It's just different. The media has just changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
It really has. And it's a lot more of that type of thing. But
thank God we're back, John. Fix all this.
Exactly.
We're not opinionated.
We're old school. We're as old school as you'll ever find. Once again, we got a lot of fun stuff coming up today. Sarah Rohde talked about the girls' state basketball tournament taking place in Green Bay starting tomorrow. We've got Lena in the tournament. We got Xavier. We got Nina. And we got Notre Dame taking on Tosa East. We got Amanda Howe from the library situation coming up. We got Tim Hanna, the former mayor. And our star of the day, the champ. Dr. Ben Chan from Jeopardy will be joining us in the house.
Yeah.
Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
I've been shaking to the top. The shaking for this Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote, Super Tuesday. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is dropping out. Her one Super Tuesday win in Vermont, not enough. ABC News has learned that she will suspend her campaign for president, with an announcement coming later today. The former South Carolina governor is not expected to endorse Donald Trump today, but will instead encourage him to earn the support of Republican and independent voters who backed her. ABC's Brian Clark takes a look at exit polling in one state.
Virginia was one of many of Donald Trump's Super Tuesday wins, but he's lost the state in the last two presidential elections. Looking towards November, there could be more red flags. Nearly 80% of Nikki Haley's supporters told exit polls they would not automatically vote for a Republican in November.
In a 10 a.m. Eastern Time announcement this morning, Nikki Haley is expected to emphasize she will continue to advocate for conservative domestic and foreign policies as she suspends her race for the GOP nomination. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. Justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in the door, including passports that let them check out and return books in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaise Burton works at the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 47 this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at only about 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, a few more clouds with a high of 48 with some scattered rain possible Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
AM and 97.9 FM.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, 6:34 in the morning. Big things taking place this week in basketball in the area. Both the UW Green Bay men and women playing in the tournament tomorrow night, but the Resch Center is being taken over by the top girls basketball players in the state of Wisconsin, and the team that has made more noise this time of year than anybody in the state of Wisconsin is the Notre Dame Academy girls basketball team, and their head coach, Sarah Rohde, joins us right now. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Mino.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So Jim didn't know you were from the UP.
I didn't, Sarah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But my interest in this is Sarah Rohde for mayor. I just think you are, everybody loves you. I've been at your school. I think I gave you a plaque one time.
You did, Jim, yes.
And you just have great, you bring great energy. The students were cheering. The team loves you. So anyway, but I didn't know you were from the UP with all those qualities. I was like, really? She is?
What is it Rapid River, Sarah?
Yes, Rapid River.
Okay. Yep. And then your high school was what?
It was Rapid River High School as well.
Oh, yep. It wasn't like Mid Penn or those?
No. Nope.
I can never keep straight who, because when I was like in high school, all those schools had their own high school and their own teams. And then so many of them combined over the years, haven't they though?
Correct. Yeah. There's just so many like co-ops now or schools that are combined. And luckily ours is still Rapid River, but there are definitely some of them that are just closing down or, yeah, having to play together because there are just not enough athletes to play.
Well, did you know that there are more 8-man football teams in the UP now than 11-man?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that.
That's unbelievable.
That is crazy.
Wow. Well, Sarah, first of all, let's talk a little bit. Pretty rarefied air that you're going into heading into this tournament. So obviously you guys got a big target on your back taking on Tosa East. And who is it Pewaukee or somebody that's ranked number one? They're phenomenal. So, I mean, you get to this level, there are no slouches in any way, shape, or form, are there?
No, not really. Yeah. Like we kind of knew coming in we'd be the two just because we lost to Pewaukee earlier in the year and kind of the same, you know, situation that happened last year. So we knew they would get the one seed over us. And yeah, I feel like usually all the teams that are at stake at this point are playing pretty well. So we know no game's really an easy game.
But your girls have to be so accustomed to the limelight now. Because, I mean, you know what I think is cool? You have a lot of young girls sometimes that, you know, maybe they don't get a lot of playing time, but they still experience, because it's a process. I've been around basketball a long time, as you have. It's not just showing up on game night or whatever. It's that whole process of getting there, which you can gain valuable experience from, can't you? Even if you're just sitting and watching and not getting the minutes.
Oh, yes, definitely. I think the whole experience in itself, like, just getting onto the big court, like the fans, like the just the production leading up to it, right? Like we practice on the bigger court all week, and it's just a different feel, different style, and obviously a different energy too. So like it's a great experience for all these girls.
How great is that to have that in Green Bay?
I think it's wonderful.
I mean, you're the home team, but it's great for the hotels decorate when they honor different teams to come in there. It's great for our economy, and you know, you're in an industry that's really getting more and more viewers every year. I mean, girls basketball, women's basketball is big.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's honestly ideal. Like I was just talking with somebody about that the other day, that I'm so glad we don't have to travel for this.
Yeah.
It's really nice just being able to be home, like even just be so close to everything too. And, you know, I think at the time, like, when it changed, like a lot of girls may have been bummed because like going to Madison for like, you know, the whole experience of being in Madison, I suppose. But I think the Resch Center just brings a great atmosphere. Like the environments of the gym itself, it's just a little bit smaller. So it's, I don't know, it's just perfect for girls basketball and the fans that are coming to cheer us on. And yeah, I think it's a great location.
And the Packers take advantage of that, too. You know, I mean, people will come and they'll go over to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
They'll take the tours.
I mean, you got some of these teams coming up from, like, Cuba City way in the far side. And they come up and there's Lambeau Field and the atrium and everything. I think that should be a part of it, don't you think, Sarah? I mean, high school girls, you know, what percent play in college? This is their big hurrah. I think it's great to make the whole week almost like a fun celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and we had done that our first year too. We went and toured Packer Hall of Fame, the very, very first time we had ever gone to state. So I totally agree. The girls should be rewarded for that. And it is an experience, and they should maybe, you know, miss one day of school to go like hang out, like go to Titletown, go, you know, check out the stadium, all that stuff. So it absolutely is like a really exciting time.
So what's different about getting these kids ready with, I mean, at 11,000 seat place to play versus, you know, Notre Dame or some of these high schools?
How many did you have at Rapid River? How many did it hold?
What? 39 in my graduating class.
39 in your class. Wow. Okay. Go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
You know, the biggest thing for us is really just getting on the bigger courts. I don't know. I was actually thinking about this last night in our practice. It feels like we are a divided team, mainly because my assistant coaches, Caitlin Morgan, Eliza Campbell, and then I'll usually be coaching like our, maybe our girls who are going to be getting more playing time. They'll get everybody else who's going to be practicing against us ready. And it's pretty much like it's this divided gym at times. Like you'd think like our girls are the opposing team and here we are as one team, but they, you know, they yell, they're cheering super loud, like against us in practice. We have some guys coming in, going against us as well. So I feel like there's a lot of different things that we are doing to get them ready for this experience, because I mean, those are a lot of things you can't control, but also a lot of things you need to prepare for, because once you get there, it is a little bit louder. It's obviously harder to hear. And the court's bigger. So your lungs need to be used to that. So those are kind of like the little things we do just to get them ready for those environments. I mean, as far as playing like an 11,000 person stadium, that's a little hard to replicate, but I think we do a pretty nice job of everything else.
Does your husband ever suit up?
He was saying, you know, Mano, that he might just have to come to retirement, but he hasn't recently, but he used to all the time.
I thought so. Okay, so when I had Gary Gresh on the other day, I said, Gary, from top to bottom in a horse competition, your family, yourself, Garrett, your beautiful wife, or your daughter, who's like one of the greatest players in the state of Wisconsin, in horse, who would win? Okay, and he said Garrett would definitely be first, and it'd be between...
Huh? Didn't say his wife was second?
His wife or Gracie here would battle it out for second or third.
It was those two were tied. He took the first place.
How about
place,
for yourself and Matt? And now you've got some young ones coming up that I see are winning every tournament they're playing. How would that go in your family?
Oh, I think I would give the nod to Matt.
Okay.
Even though that's really hard for me to say sometimes, but we do have shooting contests, I'll be honest. But I think I would give him the nod. And then, you know, I think me still at this point would be second.
Right.
And then Reese and Roger just shoots all the time right now. So the kid can't put the ball down. But Reese is a pretty good shooter too. So, and Rue can barely get the ball there. So,
but in a couple of years,
I'd probably go Reese, Roger, Rue right now.
Right. I think that's awesome. Sarah's husband, of course, Matt Rohde, who's a phenomenal player for UW Green Bay, just a great shooter, great guy. And Sarah, you've been around sports so much. Well, let's be honest. I know I talk about the UP a lot, but sports is so big in the UP because truly there isn't a lot more to do at times, is there?
Yeah, not really. So it's unfortunate because it sounds like there's fewer and fewer kids playing, but it's the truth. Like it's just something to do. And, yeah, it's even though it sounds like numbers are dwindling, but I agree. Back when we were in high school, like that was the thing to do. Like everybody was just outside playing sport.
Well, you know, I remember it'd be like Easter break, and we would go to the one court in Nagani or whatever, the outside court, and people would bring shovels and stuff. You'd shovel off the court, and you had to fight to get into a game. You'd have like 30 kids there trying to play. I mean, that's at all levels. I mean, that was such a big deal. You'd be there all day just to play basketball outside after shoveling off the court. I'm not trying to say, in my day, but that's how it was, Sarah. That was like such a big event, is local sports at the parks.
Yes. Yeah. No, I totally agree. It was very common, and it was, you could just go find like a pickup game anywhere, it seemed like.
Absolutely.
Even if you think about all the tournaments that they used to have, like the NIT tournament, you know, all the tournaments up in the UP, like it was very common.
Who's Sarah? You got one more question. I have to ask you this question. I always like to talk to GB players about this. Who is the one player you were on the floor with where you thought to yourself, holy cow, here I am, this kid from Rapid River, Michigan, and I'm now guarding so-and-so, or I'm standing on the free throw line next to this person? Who is the one where you had that, oh, wow moment?
That probably Simone Augustus, maybe from LSU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was probably pretty, she was a really good player at that time and a pretty well-known person. So
I mean, you guys played some of the bigs when you guys would get to the tournament.
Yeah, we did. We had some great teams that we played against, and I mean, that seems like such a long time ago now.
I know, but what you think. Did you guys play against Brittany Griner?
No.
No, okay.
I did not, no.
Okay, I think they did later. Hey, who's more calm in practice, you or Kevin Borseth?
Ooh, right? I think I am.
Okay.
The photos would confirm that, because they've got some pictures of him going a little bit ballistic. Hey, with the, you've got great teams, and how many seniors do you have this year? Your recruiting's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, we have five seniors on our team. One who is currently out with a torn ACL, but we have four like active seniors on our team. So, but yeah, five just amazing seniors on our team that all lead for us in very different ways. But yeah, it's a pretty great class. Like they're obviously Gracie, Tristan, and Sydney have been
right.
Up with us since their freshman year, and they're just a fantastic group of kids.
You know, isn't it, on a bigger picture here, isn't it nice to see all the opportunities for girls now in school? Yeah. You know, I mean, back in the day, Johnny and I talk about it, we're the same age.
My senior class, it was the first year of girls basketball in Nagani, and I remember I was kind of going out with this one girl a little bit at the time, whatever, and they would wear their gym uniforms with like bibs or something over it that they would have numbers like taped on or something like that. And that's the honest truth, Sarah. Do you remember? Did you see pictures of that back in the 70s when they started?
Yes. Yeah. No, the opportunities obviously have become, you know, a lot. There are a ton more for girls, which is, I agree. It's really nice for them. Just even like all the opportunities to keep playing if they want to. I mean, in so many different sports now, and just, I know it's definitely becoming a more level playing field in that respect for girls' sports.
Well, you know, the one sport that's getting really popular now is wrestling for girls. That's starting to come really popular.
Now, you don't have that at Notre Dame, do you? No.
No, you guys don't have it, do you, sir?
No, we don't. No.
Hey, you know,
but you're right. There's a couple of girls in the pier I know that are wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Great. Yeah. Hey, one last thing, sir, and we'll let you go. But we're talking about playing against big teams and stuff like that, but If people are going out to the tournament, this Nina team has a girl that's one of the top players in the country. Zibel?
Yeah, Allie Zibel. Yep.
Zibel. She's going to Connecticut, right?
Yeah, she is, yes.
I mean, she is literally one of the top recruits in the nation.
Really?
And she's from Nina, and she's going to be playing at the tournament.
Wow.
She is. It's pretty exciting for them because this is her first time there. So, you know, I'm happy for Allie, honestly, for that reason, just because this is, I'm sure, probably one of the accomplishments she's wanted to, you know, be able to achieve. And now she'll be there and playing on the big stage and honestly just showcasing again her, like, one of the best players in the state. And obviously I will speak to my team too. I think I have a generational team, and I would definitely encourage people to come out and watch them, because I don't think you will see like girls playing like this, you know, all the time. And I think they are a special group.
Awesome. Sarah Rohde, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, and I'm so glad. I just want to, the fact that you supported the move here from Madison to Green Bay, and there's, I mean, it's affordable, and it's great for our economy. I just remember when I was part of that whole process, and
you almost said it.
What?
When I was mayor.
John,
we have to do a shot. Every time he says when I was mayor, we got shot glasses set up here. We all got to take a shot of tequila.
But now that we've gone to 3 hours, we usually pass out around 8:05, so we can't do shots. But anyway, I just, and this is a great weekend to come, and I know you're favored, and I think you're going to do it again, but good luck to you. And thanks for what you're doing for these girls and coaching and for the whole community. You're awesome.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you for pride.
Yep.
Absolutely. Sarah Rohde, best of
Bye,
luck.
Bye, Rhino.
Thank you so much for joining us. Notre Dame Academy girls basketball coach going for their fourth straight state championship. Big week for basketball. Mind on the Mayor. We'll be back right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. At 6:50 on a Wednesday morning, special thanks to Sarah Rohde, head basketball coach at Notre Dame Academy. This is fun, though. Talk about the girls' state tournament at the Resch Center, which is just great. It's a great venue, great forum. So the men and women from UWGB will be at the Crest, which I'm totally fine with.
Oh, yeah. We're
going to those games tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I love the Crest.
Yes. And, like, it's 11,000 to what? What is that, 35?
Four.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, when you have a, you know, smaller room, just more energy, even though there's a lot of energy at these playoff games. I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun.
No, this could be great. Great week for high school basketball. Love March Madness. It's always been one of my favorite things my entire life. It's always been a big thing in my life.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Your birthday is on March 17th, and that's right in the middle of it.
Right there. I mean, one of the greatest days of my life, and as far as in the media, was that's the day I was doing the play-by-play at Green Bay. We knocked off University of California with Jason Kidd and about three other guys that played in the NBA.
That was a while ago.
1994.
Yes.
I mean, a long time ago, but it was still.
No, it was great. No, I
it's still
I remember
the most
that.
Memorable sporting thing I've ever been a part of.
I remember that. So, yeah. Yes. But, yeah, I mean, how about Sarah? Sarah Rohde to take that team and win again and again and again. That's tough.
It's very tough
to stay on top. So, anyway.
It's one of those things, though, too, with like we were talking about. My era of the mid-70s was right when, because Title IX had come out a year before or something. So then there were, but it's like, I mean, like even Kevin Borseth said when he first started, he would go to high school track meets and ask the girls, have you ever played basketball? It's like, no, but you're fast. I'll teach you.
Right.
I mean, that's from where that started, which isn't, we're not talking the dark ages.
I was going to say that. It wasn't that long
to
ago.
To where it is now is mind-boggling.
Yeah, which is great.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. It's kind of like the scene in, remember Airplane, Todd?
Yep.
The scene in, we're in the deepest, darkest recesses of a continent and blah, blah, blah. Then there's all the natives. It's like, we're introducing them to basketball. And it'd like, they'd hand it to each other. Ooh. And it, 2 days later, they're doing slam dunks and blind slam dunks. It's kind of like that, how they just embrace that sport and they have run with it. It's incredible. Girls hockey is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's professional girls, women's hockey league. I mean, it's, I give them all the credit in the world.
And like you said, that wrestling's starting to
take
form. So that'd be interesting.
You know, the only thing I don't like, the only women's sport I don't like?
Which one?
Boxing.
Yeah.
I don't like women smacking each other like that. I don't like that one.
Is that a thing, though? I mean, I see it on TV.
You don't
that's
hear
not really
much
boxing,
about
though,
it anymore.
It?
Yeah. Well, there's, you know.
UFC.
That's UFC. That's types. What I was
right.
thinking of. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't.
Something about, because like.
No, when, I agree.
What's her name? Rousey? Ronda Rousey?
Not sure.
She was like the real big name in that sport and everything. And I don't know. Something about that one doesn't do it for me. Because, and the thing is, I had, there's a girl that was in it that if I was like 50 years younger and single and good looking and bigger and stuff,
a different world.
She would have been my girlfriend.
Yeah. Very different world.
Yeah. World that never existed and never will. Yeah. So.
Her name is Gina Carano. She's an actress now.
Italian.
Her dad played football for the Cowboys. He was a quarterback. Gina Carano. I think we would have hit it off. You know,
I'm sure she thinks the same thing.
I could have told her dad that I had played, and he would be all impressed.
Oh, I'd be like, yeah. You stay with that Mino boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But again, I'd be a lot different.
Okay.
I'd be, you know, taller, better looking.
Yeah.
Would have big bags under my eyes.
Yeah, that's...
A lot of things.
Are we talking about, I'm going to put up a picture of the studio. Is that her? Do you see her in your studio?
That's her.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I can see a different world.
Yeah, different world. But can you see her look, you know, like me and her would hit it up?
No, no, no. No, no, no. Hey, so, Sarah.
Any comment?
None.
I'm just
I want to make a comment on Sarah because I think Sarah's great. She's articulate. Mm-hmm. She, and I, you know how I like politics, and I think it's time we get better people in politics. What do you think of this Garvey guy? Do you like him? That's Steve Garvey, who is
The old baseball player.
Yeah, he's
California Senate or something.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I could see him doing that. He was always one of those guys. I interviewed him a few times. Nice guy.
He comes across as a nice guy. I've never met him. But a lot of
teammates didn't like him.
Okay.
Because
welcome to politics.
He was too concerned with when he was, and there were a lot of baseball for some reason had a lot of guys like this. To the media, he's this, shucks, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then behind the scenes, a lot of the guys would know he's in it for himself. And he never saw a camera he didn't like and didn't. Well, it was one of those things when he was a player. I've interviewed him twice. He was as cordial as you could ever imagine. So, whatever.
And, you know, took out two Democrats, so it's gonna be him and that Adam Schiff. That's gonna be an interesting race. I'm gonna tune into that.
Him and his wife were a really big thing. Cindy Garvey back in the day, and she hosted like Good Morning LA or something like that. Then he was gonna get real big into TV, and he never did. I don't know what he's. You know, when I just saw that recently that he was running. I don't know where he's been for the last 30 years.
Right.
Was he in politics or the media? I don't even know.
No, I think it's one of those outsiders coming in.
Okay.
Which. I'm okay with that.
He actually played freshman football at Michigan State, defensive back.
I knew there would be a tie back to Michigan. Is it the UP?
No.
Oh, okay.
The day before, but get this. So the day before, what's the most famous football game ever played between Michigan State and Notre Dame?
Oh, you better be asking Todd. I have no idea.
Yeah.
10-10 tie in 1966.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Remember that where Eric Parsegian took all kinds of crap because his starting quarterback, Terry Handwriting, who was one of my heroes, was knocked out of the game with a shoulder injury. Nick Eddy got hurt getting off the train, twisted his knee, so their two stars aren't playing in the game. So it's 10-10, and we got Coley O'Brien as the quarterback. He's a diabetic. They had to keep giving him chocolate bars and orange juice on the sidelines during the course of that game. And you're going up against Bubba Smith and Elvin Bethea and some of the all-time greats, okay? So it's 10-10, and they got the ball in like their own 40, and they stopped throwing. They didn't throw it, and they let the time run out. So the big thing, the headline was, tie one for the Gipper. And Aaron Parsegian took all kinds of crap, but they still went on to win the national championship. They beat USC 52-0 the following week. Michigan State ended up getting knocked off in the Rose Bowl by UCLA. But here's the point I'm getting at.
Can you believe this guy? No.
Here's
the
point
one note in front of him.
The day before that classic game, Michigan State freshman team played UCLA's freshman team. Okay? Steve Garvey was the starting defensive back for Michigan State.
All right.
In that game. I mean, Michigan State and Notre Dame, not UCLA. Okay? But anyway.
Did you think he was going to tie this back? I'm glad. I'm super impressed.
I knew he would.
The guy that kicked the winning field goal for the Notre Dame freshman team was Phil Whitliff. He was then president of the Milwaukee Admirals hockey team.
Okay, so
we need to do a spinoff of Jeopardy called Sports Jeopardy, and you should be on that show.
No one's going to sign up. Man. That was awesome. Anyway, he may be our next senator.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Holy cow. That was crazy.
That was impressive.
We got to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after us.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be football star, Diane's debutante backseat.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Super Tuesday results on the Super Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocate. Scott Ross joins. Hope you do as well. Tune in 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.